As a sub-regional community, we have been working together to stabilize the region. We have taken tough stands against military coups. We have taken tough stands against incursions. And we believe that nobody should get to leadership or power other than the ballot box. Now, for the countries that have shown manifestations of a change of government other than the democratic process, we have taken the stance to ensure that we reverse the situations. Countries that had difficulties after an elections, we have remained engaged, like we had in Ivory Coast, like we are doing in Guinea-Bissau, and for a situation like Mali, we have committed ourselves to deploy troops, and troops are now working, fighting alongside with the Malians and the French to ensure that we restore normalcy in Mali. So these are, in brief, the roles that the sub-region is playing, and Sierra Leone being part of it, we are actively involved, and we now have a presence in Mali, and we are working closely with the sub-region in addressing the issue of Guinea-Bissau.
So, Mr. President, how strong is the relationship between leaders in the sub-region to address concerns that all of you share in the sub-region?
Well, the relationship is good. We have agreed on certain principles. Like I said, our position on coups is zero tolerance to coups. Our position on military insurgents or rebel wars is the same. And we have been implementing our positions, and I believe we have all worked together closely in implementing the positions.
Mr. President, you, as well as the President of Gambia, Ghana, and some African heads of state in the sub-region, have expressed concern about the menace of drug trafficking with South American drugs, you know, floating along the West Coast. You've expressed concern. How are you addressing this problem?
Well, it is a problem that is living with us. We have taken individual national actions. Like when I came into the presidency, I had to effect an arrest of a plane load of cocaine, and we effected a quick trial on those arrested, and all of them were convicted. But because of the need for us to really ensure that we get international support, because it's an internationally coordinated transaction, we have asked for our development partners, the British, the Americans, to work with us, and we are collaborating. It is not an easy fight, no doubt, but I think substantial efforts are now being made to coordinate that fight, and we will continue with that engagement.
What should Sierra Leoneans and the West of West Africa expect from the leadership of President Bayo Koroma to lead Sierra Leone in West Africa's economic development and empowerment of residents in the region?
Well, I'll start with Sierra Leone.
Okay.
We have made a substantial progress in the development of the country. Mm-hmm. And because of the progress we have made, I have just been re-elected. And I believe that with that re-elections, with that endorsement, we are continuing to contribute towards the strengthening of the sub-region. We participate in most of the issues and the meetings that we attend, and committees that are formed, we participate in them, and we give support to the leadership as is prescribed by the sub-region at any given time. For now, we have President Ouattara, who is leader of the sub-region. We are providing a lot of support through consultations and attendance of meetings, and I believe that if the Lord falls on me any day to provide that leadership, I will be more than willing to continue, because we have to continue to maintain the tradition of providing a sub-regional group that is very cohesive, that is focused on deepening democracy, that will open up the region to the people to benefit from the potentials of the region, and that will also secure the region. And I'm sure that that is a kind of focus, and it is the thrust, and we are working towards that.
Last but not the least, Mr. President, you sent about 850 troops to Somalia to help the situation there. What is the rationale behind it?
Well, it is a commitment we made. And I think to us, it is like a payback time. When we had our difficulties, we had about 17,000 troops. Ours was the case in which the UN experimented that collective deployment of troops. We had 17,000 troops at the height of our difficulties. It was later scaled down to the point where now we have just administrative presence of the UN. Now, if we have gotten to the point wherein we have transformed our country from a warring country to a peace country, a country that is now moving on development and growth, we have transformed our military, and there is a need for us to support other countries who are now in the position that we were some years back. I think it is only normal for us to come back and support, to promote peace, as other countries supported us when we were in dire need. So to us, it is a payback time to the international community. It is a moment to show that we have transformed ourselves from a country that was a warring country to a peaceful country, a country that is now focused on development, is now focused on democracy, and is now a peaceful country.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Thank you.